What are you telling the people who are behind the gate?
What I'm telling them is that they don't seem to understand what is going on. Mm. Look, if they continue and government decides that, fine, I am not going to charge any more e-levy. Right. Government will have to go and borrow that money, and it becomes me and you are a burden to pay.
So they should cancel the demonstration.
So they should forget about what you are doing and rather let us see how we can assist government to run this country. I've made a certain generalization. Let me see if I can bring it out here. So when you are traveling from here to Kumasi, you go to Renginem. Oh. On the railway line, the people selling grass cutters and all these bush beans. Right. Even there are people, women selling snail in baskets and so on. Let's say this woman selling snails sells them at 300 cedis per basket. Hmm? In a month, he sells 10 of these boxes. That's 3,000 Ghana cedis. How many of us earn 3,000 Ghana cedis in our office here in Accra? But this woman doesn't pay any tax at all. Government is looking for a way for this woman to contribute something small to the kitty. At least she will send some momo to her hometown for them to pay someone for her. The guy who is selling grass cutter there will send something small to the hunter to buy bullets. Government will take 1.75% of that money. So it will give us the opportunity to make all these people pay a little bit of money.
And finally,
it is not a compulsory tax. If you don't do momo, you don't pay. So if you don't want to pay, don't do momo. It's simple.